Welcome everyone to Brighton Council's ordinary council meeting for the month of January, the 1st of 2024. So I hope everyone had a great Christmas and a fantastic new year. I'd like to begin by acknowledging the Palawapa Kaurna, Tasmanian Aboriginal community, as traditional and regional owners of the skies, land and water of Litruwita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Litruwita that provides them with the food, medicine and craft celebrated through ceremony today. Item two is attendance. All councillors, with the exception of Councillor Della Torre and Councillor Murtagh, are present. And item three is applications for leave of absence. We have two councillors have requested leave, Councillor Della Torre and Councillor Murtagh. That's been moved by Councillor Owen, second by Councillor Geard. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 4 is confirmation of minutes, and item 4.1 is confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 19th of December 2023. Is there any comments, any issues, any amendments? If not, can I have someone move?
Yeah.
Moved by Councillor Irons and second by Councillor Curran. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 5 is declaration of interest. Is anyone like to declare an interest on anything on the agenda this evening?
Yes, Mayor. Item 13.1 and item 14.1. I know it's probably not necessarily 14.1, but as a signatory of one of their bank accounts, I should not be involved.
Yep, thanks. Thanks, Councillor Owen. They're noted. Anything further?
14.1 for me as well.
Thank you. Those declarations of interest have been noted. Item 6 is public question time and deputation. There is a member of the public gallery. Two members of the public gallery. But I don't believe they wish to address council. The general manager has listed under item 6 an answer to some questions raised or comments about the matters raised by Mr. Bullock at the last ordinary council meeting, and they're listed in our agenda and are on the public record. Item 7 is reports from council. Item 7.1 is the mayor communications for December, January, and they're listed. Is there any questions or nothing? Can I ask for someone to move those communications be received? Councillor Irons and seconded by Councillor Owen. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 7.2 is reports from council representatives. Are there any reports for this period?
No.
No reports. Thank you. Item 8 is miscellaneous correspondence. Held in our agenda is the submission from our general manager in regards to the River Derwent Ferry Service Master Plan, and that's contained on pages 42 to 47 of the attachments. James, you don't wish to talk about that at all?
Not unless anyone's got any questions. I think it covers most of the concerns and frustrations that we've felt as a council, at staff and elected representative level. And look forward to hearing back.
It was just interesting that obviously we had some disappointment in regards to the ferry master plan that we weren't included on that. We did receive some correspondence which will be on next month's agenda from the Minister. But it was really interesting that the Department of State Growth wrote in relation to item 13.1 and stated very clearly in that particular submission to that zoning amendment that our area is located some distance from services, bus services are lacking, is essentially what they said. So I would have thought that any opportunity to increase public transport into our municipality, whether it be by ferries or by buses, would certainly be grabbed with both hands. And we might actually frame that and take it to the next meeting with the minister and highlight that particular statement and see whether we can get some action. Time will tell. He mightn't like that either, but anyway. Item 9 is notification of council workshops. And there was a workshop held since the previous ordinary council meeting. And that is listed, and councillors in attendance are also listed. Item 10 is notice of the motion, and there aren't any. Item 11 is consideration of supplementary items to the agenda. There are no supplementary items. Item 12 is reports from committees. There were no committee meetings held in January. Moving on to item 13. Item 13 is council acting as a planning authority. Just remind everyone that we're acting under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. And item 13.1.
Mr. Mayor, may I...
Item 13.1 is a planning scheme amendment for the Old Boat Beach Future Urban Zone. And Councillor Curran, you have a...
I was just going to suggest that we hold this over, given for two reasons, given there are two members missing, and also after some discussion with other councillors and with some staff, we thought we might actually hold a workshop on this one, if everyone's in agreement with that.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah. And just for everyone's benefit, we did seek an extension as we had forewarning of this and sought an extension from the Planning Commission, which they've granted until after the February council meeting. And obviously, depending when a workshop's scheduled, we can take it to either the next planning authority or the next full council meeting.
Thank you. We have a motion that has been moved by Councillor Curran. That is to defer this item and conduct a workshop. Is there someone prepared to second that? Seconded by Councillor Whelan. Is there any discussion or debate?
Yeah, just a question, member of the workshop, though. What date in February?
We haven't set a date yet, as we...
Will it be at the committee meeting or will it be at the council?
Look, I think we would try and bolt it on to the other workshops. I need to see councillors who... want to attend this one, but we might need to make it in working hours before the other ones.
Yeah, I just won't be here from January to the 15th, that's all.
No problem. Yep. No, we'll try and work in with everyone, but this one might need to, because of the other one's schedule, might need to be in normal working hours, but we can tic-tac with you all to make sure, particularly those who are very keen on this one, can attend.
There's nothing further. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Councillor Owen is... Councillor Owen has rejoined the meeting. Moving on is item 13.2. Item 13.2 is a compliant permit and amendment application. Planning scheme amendment application for 27 Scott Road, Bridgewater, under section 40, and there's a section 40K report. I'll hand over to Jo for an explanation.
Thank you. You might remember that at our meeting on the 3rd of October, Council agreed to initiate a planning scheme amendment to rezone the land at 27 Scott Road. Apparently it's open space for some reason. It's been zoned that way quite some time, but it does contain model dwellings on the site. So we've asked to rezone that land to inner residential. We did apply to the Planning Commission, given circumstances, to dispense with
Thanks, Joe. Councillors, any questions? Mm-hmm. Councillor?
Happy to move.
I think you got beat. So, moved by Councillor Whelan, second by Councillor Curran. Is there any debate? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Moving on. Item 14 is officers' reports. Item 14.1 is just noting Councillor Irons and Councillor Owen have left. Item 14.1 is sponsoring Landcare Group memberships and insurance for 2024. James?
Yeah, look, this is a decision that we made a few years ago on the basis that we feel like the community and council get really good value for money out of Landcare and the increasing footprint and activities in the area. Our view at the staff level is it's supporting them with this modest contribution is more than paid back in the work they do, including on council land.
Thank you, James. Councillors, any questions?
No.
If not, we have a recommendation.
I'm happy to move that one.
Seconded by Councillor Curran, seconded by Councillor McMaster. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 4. Let me just call the other members back.
Okay, Hank. A gang of two.
Item 14.2 is delegation and use of the common seal. Hand over to Janine.
Yes, so the common seal is under the Act is signed by the general manager, but council can delegate it to other officers. And so over the past few years, when James has been away and has been acting, it might be just a couple of days.
Councillors, questions on that?
I'm happy to move it.
Thank you. Recommendation on page 23, and that's been moved by Councillor Geard, seconded by Councillor Whelan. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.3 is December quarterly report. We'll hand over to Gillian.
Right.
Councillors, over to you.
I thought it was really easy to follow. Everything made sense. So it was really good. Thank you. If I can understand it, anyone can. So that's excellent. Well done. Thank you.
My only observation is that it's referred to as the quarterly report for December. I'm just wondering whether it should be a half yearly support or report.
It doesn't
specifically relate to the quarter, to the 6 months. So.
Yeah, I'll take that on and I'll change it for smart.
Just pedantic.
If there's nothing further, can I get someone to move the report we received? Moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Owen. I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 14.4 is the Quilters Easter Showcase and free use for discounted rate for the Civic Centre. Who's Gillian?
Yeah. So we've received a request from Mrs. Pam Harvey, who is part of the Quilters Showcase. And each year, this is an annual event at the Civic Centre. And I guess they have out their quilts and everything. It's open to the public, lots of people come. And as a result of that, they've requested free entry for the Civic Centre for the 23rd of March. This organisation is probably one of the few that actually give back to the community. So they keep enough to pay out their operational costs, but then they donate to communities within our municipality. So in the last financial year, they gave $600 to the school farm and they gave $2,000 to the food hub. So it's just requested that they get free hire at the Civic Centre to a value of $893 and that is recorded in the annual report under the grants and donations budget.
Councillors, any questions?
No, happy to move.
I'll recommendation on page 27 and moved by Councillor Geard and second by Councillor Curran. So no debate. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. Item 15 is questions on notice, and there aren't any. And that concludes the meeting for the month of January. Thank you very much for your attendance.
Cheers.